Chapter 17. People write for two primary reasons, to be read and to make money. What an author writes is based on his purpose, to entertain, to instruct, or to affect his readers. How he writes depends upon his character, personality, zest, and capacity. How a man writes reflects what he himself is. The author who claims to write only for himself and to please himself, in the end, accomplishes only that. He is the amateur who never becomes a professional. His need to write may be therapeutic. Once he has put his torment and frustrations on paper, he can walk happily away from writing and take up a more fitting trade or profession. Some authors who claim to write only for themselves do not speak honestly, but are protecting themselves against possible failure. Such a writer, when he has finished his story or his play, begins to think about being published and read. What and how a man writes determine whether or not he is going to be published, and if he is, by whom. Every beginning writer dreams of finding an editor or a publisher who will recognize his genius, show him the way, and push or pull him towards his goal, publication. In the past, this happened, though more rarely than writers believe. Today's editors and publishers cannot afford to wait for the writer's maturity. They would like to develop genius and subsidize its growth, but publication costs, the small margin of profit, the competition with other media, and the unpredictability of public taste demand writers who are ready to be published today, writers who know what to write and how to write it. This demand is responsible for the increasing number of creative writing classes in colleges and universities, writing clubs, conferences, and regional creative writing institutes. Creative writing cannot be taught. It can only be learned. A teacher cannot tell a man how to write. He can tell him only how to write better. The teacher can conduct or guide or direct. He can save the writer time, perhaps years, by showing him the shortcuts and by helping him solve the technical problems that use up time and energy. He can help him overcome emotional blocks that keep him from writing. The teacher can even strike a match and set the writer afire. However, the flame itself is not in the teacher, but in the writer. All writing that is not directly copied from another source is creative. A letter is creative. An advertising slogan is creative. Whatever goes through the mind of a human being and is altered by it is creative.